KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests and more police moving in on them. That's on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, where pro-Palestinian protests have been going on for the past 2 weeks. Police began clearing out protesters this morning. Last night, the NYPD removed students from a building on the Columbia University campus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv says Hamas is the only thing holding up a ceasefire in the region right now. A new recommendation that routine mammogram screenings begin a decade earlier at age 40.
Back in 2009, this very same group, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, changed the age and made it 50. Now, over that last period of time, we've been watching more cases, more aggressive cases, more deaths. That was the concern then. That's why people today are applauding this change.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He's using an off day in his New York hush money trial to stump in Waukesha. Trump says the trial is just a ploy to keep him on the sidelines.
That's exactly what they want. They don't want me on the campaign trail. But it's a real disgrace, and the whole world is watching. It's a disgrace to New York.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to a porn star. A new poll finds the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes is tight. The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters support Donald Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. With third-party candidates, Trump comes out ahead 45-40. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police in riot gear have moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. The Journal Sentinel reports at least one professor was seen pinned to the ground. The standoff between protesters and college administrators is over tents the demonstrators have put up. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. Wisconsin's Teacher of the Year is from Madison. Brian Councilman has taught in Madison for 20 years, the last 7 at Shabazz City High School. He's also the project-based learning coordinator at Shabazz. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is recognizing Councilman's project-based teaching and helping students learn real-world concepts. He earned the Madison School District's Teacher of the Year Award in 2017. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks are staying alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A gutsy performance as the Bucks, with their backs to the wall, defeated the Pacers 115-92. Chris Middleton, playing on a sprained right ankle, had 29 points. But when he got into foul trouble, Malik Beasley stepped up, scoring 18 points in the second half. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. I think Rex said it. We need just somebody else tonight to make some shots. And tonight was Malik's night, and it was huge for us.
Game 6, 5:30 tomorrow night in Indianapolis. The Pacers lead the series 3-2. Baseball, Freddy Peralta beamed a show-off Rays batter, and both he and manager Pat Murphy were ejected. Later, Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe had words with the same player, Jose Siri, then punched him on the jaw, and both benches cleared. The Brewers held on to win 8-2 over Tampa. So what happened?
I'm better off not saying anything because I need to think through it and talk through it and see what really happened and get all the facts before I represent the Brewers by making any comments or anything like that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing by later this afternoon. A bit breezy too today with a high of 71. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning, backing off to about 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight partly cloudy with clouds increasing and showers after midnight, 49 tomorrow. Thunderstorms, heavy rain with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome in Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss 3rd District congressional politics and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So do you disagree with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who said what you're arguing could allow the seat of the presidency to become where you can act with impunity, that any criminal act can happen because you have nothing to fear, no prosecution?
We believe immunity is inherent in the constitutional design, so that's the system we've been operating under for hundreds of years.
Immunity is not actually in the Constitution.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Pushback. Yeah. Check into it, mainstream media. Oh, my God. All his ridiculous lawyers having to defend his ridiculous arguments. I need a love letter. Michael and Jane say, hello to all. I feel like I'm living a dream. My wife and I have upfront tickets for Meet and Grope See in Seattle June 1st. Woo-hoo! Oh, and on my, we're going to rename it Stephanie Miller's Molesting Monuments Tour.
Okay.
Yes. Here is my suggestion for Barry with suggestions for Madison. Steph, you and your show, Jody Chris, are essential listening. You're a brilliant comedian. You make all the political insanity more bearable and even funnier. Thank you. I have attached a photo of a University of Wisconsin graduate sitting on Abe's lap at the famed statue at the top of Bascom Hill. You may join getting a picture there. Just don't do anything inappropriate. Remember, it's Abe. Oh, I'm totally going to do something inappropriate and do a Lincoln log joke on top of it. I may try to see your show. I have a good personality, but sometimes I have situational shyness. You know what cures that, Chris? Sexy liberal.
Yep.
People have made real friends that they met when they went alone to sexy liberal. I'm telling you, it's your people. It's your family. At least I have your show to keep me sane. Thanks to you as well as Chris and Jody. Thanks to all your wonderful recurring guests. Madison, up next.
We are all here to save the world.
We're on a mission from God.
Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World Comedy Tour is underway. And now, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm going into Wisconsin.
Saturday, May 11th at the Barrymore Theater.
Well, I got this kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
It is fine with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. May 11th in Madison at the Barrymore. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour.
Woo-hoo!
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Woohoo! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yeah.
Speaking of sexy liberals, here comes another one.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buenos dias. My father had stamina.
Aw, Eric showed up. just because there was all the press about no family coming. There's Eric.
I was just about to tweet. If we want to know the truth about Donnie's sleep with you, Don's stamina, let's ask Stormy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
43 yeah. seconds.
Oh, my God. Carlos, you have kids. It's literally, the reporters are talking about all of the tricks that his lawyers are trying to play to keep him awake, right? They're like, do-do-do-do-do-do, baby. The keys, that they tried their keys. But, I mean, he's safe. They're like, the reporters are like, he's sleeping again. And then sometimes he's like, oh, he's just closing his eyes. Just thinking.
I said, yeah, they should announce a tea time or, hey, here come the beauty pageant, teen beauty pageant contestants. What? Where?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Eric brought to us by, I think this, I don't know where this was, this writing was. It's not just the failed fashion model turned Mrs. Trump number three who hasn't shown up in support. None of Trump's five children or their spouses have stood by his side in court either. His two adult sons would rather spend time screening hypothetical future political appointments for loyalty than bother to show up show their father any in-person care at court. His eldest daughter, Ivanka, is posting photos of her fancy vacations rather than staying in New York with her father. Well, so there's all this press, so then, hi, I'm Eric, shows up.
Oh, they're not kids. They're just offspring. They're part of his business. They're his employees. There's no love there.
Yeah.
He just spit them out. Yeah, let's just spit out a couple kids. Let's spit out. You want one too, Melania? Oh, for freak's sake. Okay. I got to go to his graduation. I was hoping the judge would, like, let me not go, but I got to go.
I think Barron's appealing that decision. He's like, no.
No, don't go. I don't want you there.
I loved what Al Sharpton said about David Pecker, which is just another opportunity to say
Pecker.
Pecker.
Pecker. He said, if you have but Trump's saying nice things about Pecker. He said, if you have a guy that knows 100 things and only testifies to 10, you say he's a very nice guy because you don't want the other 90 to drop. I mean, can you imagine what we don't know, Carlos?
No, I can't know the oodles and piles and mounds of crime and lying and deceit that we don't know. It would be, we wouldn't believe it. The amount of people he slept with, the amount of people he's paid off, of people, the billionaires that are behind him, the corruption, the Soviets, everything. This is like, Chris and I were talking about we're in a time where it's just creeping and creeping and everything just becomes normal. Oh, that's normal.
Yeah.
Oh, he lied about COVID. That's normal.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, he lied about this. That's
the danger. It's the normalization of this.
Fascism didn't just suddenly overnight come to Germany. Fascism crept in over the course of decades.
Yep.
You know what your problem is? You have Hitler derangement syndrome. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Yeah. He just says it like it is.
He just tells the truth.
Exactly.
Don't you like marching and wearing
nice
pants?
He just says what I'm thinking about the Jews. Okay, you make this, it's funny the way, but it's absolutely true. More people needed Hitler derangement syndrome in Germany in the
30s. Right.
And not enough people, in my opinion, have Trump derangement syndrome. If you read the Time magazine piece, holy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's telling you exactly what he's going to do. So let's talk about gag order. So what did he call it, Chris? He may reserve incarceratory punishment.
Incarceratory.
Jail. Okay. In his gag order, he said he insists, he laments that Trump can't be fined more than $1,000 for his violations. He said, while $1,000 may suffice in most instances to protect the dignity of the judicial system, it unfortunately will not achieve the desired result in those instances where you can easily afford such a fine because he can't impose a fine of $2,500 or $150,000. He said, quote, jail may be a necessary punishment. Mary Trump said, important note, Judge Merzan says jail might be necessary next time, and the next hearing is this Thursday. Donald could be in Trump in jail by this weekend. Oh, my God.
Put him in Epstein. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. What? Yes.
This is the wrong state here. Stay
yeah, with Bill Barr, because Bill, you know, since Bill Barr is his big supporter again.
Yeah, $1,000 is like, wait a minute, they say I can't speak out of sell another Bible. E. Jean Carroll, I never met her. Don't know who she is. I don't know. Melania, I've never met her.
Timeline.
Don't even know who she is. That's your wife, sir. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we were saying he's the most ridiculous liar in the world. He doesn't just... How do you be his lawyer anyway, right? He could just say, I'm a flawed man, and Melania and I worked it out. What? No. Never met either of them. Don't know them. Never even heard of them. my God. And then there's already this mountain of documentary evidence about all this.
I posted
right?
that 9 minute, reposted that 9 minute clip of his handling of the pandemic and COVID, and you watch it. And I really felt this at a deep level. I'm like, he is a stupid liar. General Kelly said it. He's one of the most dumbest. He's the most dumb person I've ever met. And you look at what he's done, how he handled the pandemic, what he did on January 6th, what he did, I need 11,000, and you're like, GOP, really, GOP? Really? You're going to let this country go to that guy?
So
you have kids. What are you doing?
I know. Harry Lippman.
You're the bad guys in a movie.
Harry Lippman wrote just about the legal part of it, Carlson, but in terms of what will happen tomorrow, he said Judge Merchan may have been constrained by New York's contempt law, which provides few meaningful options for a rich defendant like Trump. But the order he entered today went up to the line of putting Trump in jail, as no previous judge has done. He seems to have calculated it would only undermine his control to string things along several more rounds. And the order he entered made it clear that he's given Trump all the pre-jail rope he intends to give him. It now really rests with Trump. If for whatever misguided or political reason he wants to go to jail, Justice Merchan will indulge him. I mean, he obviously is trying to bait him. He wants to go to jail to go, oh, poor me, send more money, me.
Putting me behind bars. If they can do this to me, they can do it to
you. Wow. Your Trump is becoming a little Louis Armstrong. What's happening?
I get it. What a wonderful world. What a cruel, cruel world.
If it can happen to me, it can happen to you.
Beauty pageants. Oh. Undressing in the dressing room.
Well, hello.
And I see another woman that's not my wife. And I say to myself, what a beautiful world where I could sleep with people, lie, and become president.
Well, hello, Johnny. Well, hello.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
It was. You were doing like Donald Trump, Louis Armstrong, sketching.
I got tired. Yeah. I like the segue, though. I like it.
I think Billy West started doing that. I think we've all, like years ago, lost the ability to really withstand his voice anymore. So everybody copes with it their own way. Really, Billy West was like,
yeah.
What's John Fugel saying? It's Marlon Brando with a bad head cold on Adderall.
Yeah.
But which is actually what he's saying in speech is the Saudi Arabia, look,
look is always his, like, Pee Wee Herman falling off the bike. I meant to do that.
Okay. Look, because look.
Look. Okay. Anita in San Antonio, you're on with Carlos.
Good morning. Yeah, I don't think he wants to go to jail. I just think he can't control himself.
Yeah.
But, there was somebody else in history.
God, you're right. I just realized, Anita, he can't control his mouth or his bowels. So just think about it.
Exactly.
Stuff shooting everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was somebody else in history that told everybody what they were going to do. And he put it in a book called Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody believed it. And he did exactly what was written in that book.
Yes, he did.
He attacked Russia. He conquered Europe.
Yeah.
He tried to eliminate all the Jews across Europe. I mean, he wrote about it. He told everyone what he was going to do. And Donald Trump is telling us what he's going to do.
Yep.
And people just don't believe him. They don't take it seriously.
Believe him. Believe him, for God's sakes. I was thinking it is like a human Gallagher concert. There's stuff coming out the back and the diapy, verbal vomit coming out the front.
Yeah. You're living in the splash zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter where you are
right.
in America.
But Chris and I were saying, we have to get out and vote. But what's to prevent him from cheating even more than he did in the last election? Nothing. There's no guardrails on the other side.
Well, the guardrails are damaged.
Yeah. I mean...
He damaged them.
Yeah. I mean, but the only thing I can take some hope in is that, first of all, we're in the Biden administration. You know what I mean? Donald Trump doesn't get to administer the election if we turn out in big enough numbers. But you're right. It is terrifying. It's terrifying. 18 minutes after... What did I say? I'm not bedwetting my bladder's
full. That's,
my bladder's
that
full.
Was,
Kevin in D.C.
Kevin in D.C.
Yes. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Chris's Muscles.
What? Hi.
Suck on those for a minute.
What?
Yeah. Look at that gun show. Power Life High and Protein by Tony Horton.
Right.
Tony Horton looks at Chris and goes, wow.
Well,
Tony Horton looks like the before picture that's getting sand kicked in his face compared to Chris. But he'll get there.
Oh.
Why? Because he got shingles. He thought he wasn't going to make it. He's had to rebuild muscle mass. I have a friend recovering from cancer who has to rebuild muscle mass. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. If you're just getting back into exercise, this will give you a little bing, a little whoop. High impact protein. available in whey or plant protein. To mix with your favorite beverage, just one scoop a day. You get delicious flavor, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. What do you like? Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
CDC estimates that 1 in 6 Americans gets food poisoning each year. Some germs, like listeria, can be deadly for certain people. It targets older adults, people with weakened immune systems.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson, just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
We are returning to a kingdom in America. Donald Trump comes forward and says, you know what? I was immune from prosecution. Everyone looked at that and said, well, that's ridiculous. And stunningly, shockingly, you had 6 members of the Supreme Court saying, well, there might be something to this. Ugh. Trump's attorneys said, it depends on the circumstances. No, it doesn't.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show, Coffee with Carlos. Jerry tweets, I'm really enjoying how the puppy murderer has had all of us taking time to reflect on how much we love our dogs.
Yeah. Even Republicans.
Yes. Yes. I am, well, you guys have witnessed it. I am willing to admit, Carlos, I have a probably at this point really unhealthy love for my dogs. They live, they're really more like, I'm like a rhino and they're like egrets. Like they live physically on my body. And I have like long conversations with them. It's, playing or kissing them pretty much all day long because I'm single.
Yeah.
I'm single and yeah.
You love your dogs. And I get the, yeah. I can get the aspect that if somebody doesn't understand why you have to put certain animals down, we don't understand.
That's not putting an animal down.
My kids.
That's shooting a puppy in the face.
Yes, that's
right. I'm going to show it to my kids. It's called The Biggest Little Farm. The Biggest Little Farm, it's a great documentary. It deals with life and death, and sometimes you have to make tough decisions. Is a dog attacking the chickens and not doing its right? Is it rabid? Do you have a hog that's going to die anyways and you have to put it down? Yeah,
right.
I understand that.
If an animal is suffering,
shooting
yes.
a puppy because it's not doing its job.
Yeah, right. in a rage.
For adoption.
And then taking out a goat in your carnage, by the way.
Is that a real picture? Did she actually stuff her? Because I can't tell anymore. Because they showed a picture with a stuffed dog behind her.
No,
even
Cruella de Vil is like, what a bitch.
Because you don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah. I know.
That's how ridiculous the Republicans are.
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's fake.
Well, it's everybody talked about the National Lampoon cover. Like, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this puppy.
Right.
Like, it used to be a joke. We didn't think people actually did such, and bragged about it. That's the thing that's weird, is she obviously thought that would help her with her base. I mean, it's okay. All right. All I'm saying is I admit to an unhealthy love.
I love dogs. You're Ricky Gervais. They're miracles. They're miracles, dogs.
They're not like my children. They are my children. I have long conversations. We kiss and play all day long. I felt better because someone also was talking about being single and having dogs. Decoding Fox News said, I call myself feral. I've been single for so long. I've reverted to my natural state and I cannot be tamed.
Well,
and I've only been single for a month, but I'm getting
but
even weirder. You thought I'm weird now.
You're weird.
I'm getting like middle of COVID weird now.
Oh, boy.
But at least none of your dogs are named Boxcar or Shoeface.
Right.
Or popcorn.
You're not that. Or popcorn. You're not cat lady crazy.
Come here, Rumpelstiltskin.
By the way, somebody said they don't feel like Rip Van Stinkle has been used enough for Donald Trump.
Sleepy Farty. Farty Don. I like that. Sleepy Joe or Farty Don. You got your choice.
What did David sing? Do you have to? Do you have to pull my finger? We're all Rocky Mountain Mike now. We can't stop with the fart songs. It is just okay. Michael in Oakland, you're on with Carlos. Hello.
Hi, the judge in New York should really incarcerate Trump really for two reasons. Number one, it is punishment for contempt. He pays the fine, but if he keeps it up, then obviously fining him isn't sufficient punishment. But the other reason is he's violating the terms of his pretrial release.
Yeah.
He's not remaining law-abiding.
Mm-hmm.
He's committing contempt. That's a crime. This is criminal contempt. And it's disrupting the administration
Michael,
of justice.
Particularly after the Supreme Court, I think we're all like going, we will take just anybody that will apply the rule of law and have there be one rule of law for everybody, including Donald Trump.
Well, you know, the problem with that argument at the Supreme Court about immunity, it was like a law school class. They're debating all these philosophical ideas.
Yeah.
Not one of them just came out and said, okay, fine, maybe there's some way in which an official act can be immune. But none of that has anything to do with the fact he was campaigning. His campaign is not an official act.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, get the trial going. And we can have all the law school debates we want about what's, what's an official act and what isn't. Campaigning for the presidency, as he was doing,
yes,
is not part of his job.
Yeah, period. And by the way, that's been, like, proven now, witness after witness in this case. It was for the campaign. Boom. Election interference.
Yeah, if these stories get out, it ruins my campaign. I will not be elected. We have to kill these stories.
Yep. Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests and more police moving in on them. That's on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, where pro-Palestinian protests have been going on for the past 2 weeks. Police began clearing out protesters this morning. Last night, the NYPD removed students from a building on the Columbia University campus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv says Hamas is the only thing holding up a ceasefire in the region right now. A new recommendation that routine mammogram screenings begin a decade earlier, at age 40.
Back in 2009, this very same group, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, changed the age and made it 50. Now, over that last period of time, we've been watching more cases, more aggressive cases, more deaths. That was the concern then. That's why people today are applauding this change.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings systems, but not Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Jon Bon Jovi cannot seem to stop talking about how much he cheated in his marriage. The rumors apparently upset his wife, Dorothea, but he still can't keep his trap shut. The singer says his wife has always been there for him when he's fallen. The couple has been together since high school. The rock star and writer of many overwhelmingly mediocre songs said during a primetime special on ABC, he's a rock star, not a saint, and then alluded to having hundreds of girls while married, saying he got away with murder. Hey, idiot. You didn't get away with it if you're confessing on national TV. Deadline.com reports that Tilda Swinton will join Colin Farrell in the cast of The Ballad of a Small Player. The film tells the story of a gambler hiding out and laying low in the Far East who meets a kindred spirit. Filming for the Netflix production will start in Asia this summer. You can also catch Farrell in the film noir series Sugar on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing by later this afternoon. A bit breezy, too, today with a high of 71. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning, backing off to about 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with clouds increasing and showers after midnight, 49 tomorrow. Thunderstorms, heavy rain with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Hi, Sam here, producer of The John and Gordy Show. On our next show, we welcome Jesse Pica Holst, a realtor in Columbus, to talk about affordable housing and some shady land dealing by the city council.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
These were also awful. And, you know, people that say, oh, I just like, you know, my low taxes.
Tax cut for the rich, tariffs.
It's only the rich. He's not going to help you. That's why they call it the 1%. That's who makes over $400,000 a year.
Yep.
Right? This is Robert Wolf. Okay, hang on here.
The Tax Policy Center declared that the top 1 in 5% benefited the most. The Center on Budget and Policy said the 2017 Trump tax laws skewed to the rich. It was expensive, and it failed to deliver on its promises.
So don't even tell me, like, oh, this is, you know, they have these Republicans on that keep repeating the economy was better under Trump, which is absolutely, provably untrue. But this is why I think then they go, oh, and now we have a poll saying that people think the economy, that Trump's better on the economy. It's drives me crazy. Here's one.
The other thing is, there were no wars. Yeah, because he was setting the table for more wars by appeasing dictators.
Thank you. Yeah, there wouldn't any war. He would have just given Ukraine to Putin. Here's one more. Wolf.
So my point to Steve is, when it went from 39.6 to 37, that was not needed. When it went on the corporate tax from 35 to 21, all corporates would have been fined at 25 to 28. It is absolutely clear it's skewed to the upper class. And President Biden in no way is saying to change taxes for anyone below $400,000. He wants to extend the child tax credit. He wants to extend the earned income tax credit.
That's not the point. Yeah, and one last one.
Your graphs
will you pay more if you make less than $400,000 a year?
Yeah. No,
he's been saying
that. Not.
Okay.
He wants to not change anything under $400,000. You should read the text.
Again, what is not hard to understand about that? You will not pay what you are not paying more taxes under Joe Biden. The vast, vast majority of you. I don't know, Joe, you can Google. What is the percentage of Americans that make over $400,000 a year?
Probably 5%, 3%, 4%.
Yeah, less.
If that
it's got to be under 5.
Yeah. It's less than 11 billion.
Yes. Thank you, Chris, the official mathematician of the Stephanie Show. Carlos, we were talking about, you know, just this terrifying Time magazine article about, you know, just Trump is saying everything that he's going to do, which, you know, includes internment camps, includes rounding up 11 people, you know, includes letting states, you know, hunt women down essentially and prosecute them if they, you know, violate an abortion ban, on and on and on.
Yeah, I feel like it's Capital City and Hunger Games, you know, it's just going to dress up in a wig and just go completely bananas.
Well, you know, and I was
bring
just
me Katniss. I heard that Katniss was trying to get away.
And it's just this, like, constant chaos. And the Trump, it is exhausting. And I was saying, you know, we all have enough stuff going on in our own lives that I just think this whole exhausting, it's not even a new cycle, is it, Chris? What do you call 8 years or whatever, how many years this is going on? Yeah. It's just, I was saying, a dear friend of mine just had a heart attack. And that makes three of my friends my age that have had, you know, either bypass, pacemaker, heart attack. And, you know, we had Amy Yazbek on yesterday, who is just made of love and beauty and brilliance and anyway, but she's, you know, obviously was married to John Ritter and has the John Ritter Foundation. And it just reminds me what's important in life, you know, that John died of aorta. Is it aortic dissection?
Yeah.
Hang on one second. Charles of Charlie in St. Paul said, Steph, thanks for having Amy Yazbek on your show. I remember when John Ritter died, but I forgot what he died from. My wife died subtly from an aortic aneurysm in February 23. She was at exercise class and collapsed. Unlike Amy, there were no warning signs. They think her autoimmune disease may have weakened her aorta. Anyway, I understand her grief. On a more positive note, I was at the Minneapolis show. We were at the show last time. This one was more energetic and fun. I'm gaining energy as I become...
Yeah.
1,000 years older. I wish my wife could have been there, but her brother and partner were there with me. Love you, Mama. But just, anyway, just some heartbreaking stories from, you know, with Amy, just remembering that whole period when we lost John Ritter. And, you know, Carlos, I just feel like this has become, it feels like almost to me emotionally and mentally, like this is our biggest struggle, is just surviving this, the meanness and chaos of this time in our history when we're all going through personal things, right?
Yeah, it certainly adds to the stress of trying to keep your body healthy when you're dealing with that. And yeah, I always reiterate that Charles Pierce, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 2015, maybe longer, was just saying, don't underestimate how low the Republicans are going to sink.
Yeah.
And I don't even think Charles could have anticipated how much they just rolled over.
I was saying
whether it's compromise, yeah, whether it's money, whether it's fear of being killed.
Kristi Noem Kristi Noem, Carlos, is not a, it's not a bug. She's a feature of the Republican Party. You can go on and on. Sarah Palin shot wolves from a helicopter. You know, one of the Huckabees hung their dog. Mitt Romney strapped his dog to the top of the car. Like, it's just on and on. It's almost, you can see why she thought that would help her appeal to her base. That, oh, this is a, I'm a tough frontier woman. And, you know,
Libertarians are starting to embrace him, too. You know, now he's going to be a featured speaker. There's just, everybody's just so weak and yearning. I think, to me, I think it's very masculine. I think it's masculine driven. Like, we need to be men again. We need a strong leader. That's not the guy. He whines and complains.
Oh, he's such a whiny
Maybe The Rock. I could see The Rock, or but not him.
I know. Oh, by the way.
It's all fear.
Speaking of Amy Yasbeck, I got a love tweet on one of my many, many canceled TV shows, one of which Carlos has been a part of.
Oh, your late night show?
Yes.
Oh.
No, this one is I've Got a Secret.
Oh.
True story. When my son was young, we watched every single episode of I've Got a Secret because we just enjoyed the quirkiness of it. Loved you both then and now.
Aw.
And Amy Yasbeck, she was fantastic on Wings. She just remains. Go support her work at the John Ritter Foundation. They're trying to, you know, save other families from the heartbreak that they went through. Let's go to Kevin in D.C., who I've been quoting all week. He's our guest, the quote.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. Boy, what was that thing that the gentleman that said Obamagate or tingling down his leg? Mm-hmm. When you mentioned me and got Jody to confirm with me and Malcolm Dance to snicker at it, made my week, made my month.
Yes.
Thank you, all of that.
Yes,
thing.
You said I'm not bedwetting yet, but my bladder is getting full. When I saw that CNN poll, I was like, oh.
Well, thank you. And you know, we've tried to figure out ad nauseum why people, at least enough to make us nervous that he might win, accept his crap.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of reasons, but it seems that enough people, this system benefits enough people, either directly or psychologically, that they would rather have this. And you know the anti-racist woman, I think her name is Jane. She did the brown eye, blue eye test.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound familiar?
Right, yeah.
She recently said about that you said, you know, it is crazy that so many people, and she used her, and including my right race, support this clown, and it's because we're scared that people of color getting equality will be a ruination of us, and she said, which it won't. But she says that no matter how many Donald Trumps you try to elect, you can't stop history and you can't stop genetics. It's going to happen, and you'll be surprised how much your life will be better, not worse, simply because you have to treat our black brothers and sisters equally. And here, that's the only thing I can think of why anyone would accept this disgusting clown who, unless you're a rich white man, ruins you severely. Why would you accept that unless you're getting some kind of psychological benefit of it, because you're not getting anything directly out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then Carlos, you go further and you go, what's the deal with blacks and Latinos for Trump? I get white people liking the guy, but...
Yeah. Gay people, all of us have it. Like, I don't understand how any decent... It's like Colin Jost said, it's going to be about decency. I don't get how any decent person can say they still support Trump. I just don't. I'm, you know... all right. This is why I was saying I thank God for people that, you know, did work for Trump that are speaking out. This is Sarah Matthews again.
And one thing I will note really quickly on Bill Barr specifically in that interview that you showed, he mentions this about policies, and that's why he's supporting Trump, even though he says he shouldn't be anywhere near the Oval Office. And I wrote down a quote that I found from Bill Barr in May of 2023, where he said that if Trump reclaimed the White House in 2024, quote, "You may want his policies, but Trump will not deliver Trump policies. He will deliver chaos. And if anything, lead to a backlash that will set his policies much further back than they otherwise would be." So even if you want a conservative agenda, Trump is not the person who will deliver that.
And if you like his despicable policies, you're also despicable. If you look at, read that Time magazine thing and go, "That's me, that's for me," then you're equally despicable.
And if you like, you know, appeasing dictators and strengthening their cause, you're despicable as well. How could you?
This is Mark Esper, who worked for Trump.
"The first year of a second Trump term will look like the last year of the first Trump term. In other words, with all the craziness, with the fresh troops in. Remember, he brought in all the fresh people in March of 2020. And those are the folks that carried that last year that eventually led us through the election and into the, you know, the 2.5 months of election denialism. And so, yeah, look, I think it's going to be very rough. And the number one attribute that he will seek from anybody coming into the administration will be loyalty, and not to the Constitution, but to him."
Yep. And one other one. Here we go.
"And part of his thing is not just the Senate confirmed people and other political appointees, but as you know, one of the factors, one of the pillars of this kind of retribution pitch when he comes in will be the so-called Schedule F, where he'll try to get rid of all the government employees, the civil service employees, and put in more of his loyalists. So, look, I think there's a lot to be concerned about. I've said I believe he's a threat to democracy, and we should be very mindful of that."
So you'll vote for Biden?
"There's no way I will vote for Trump. But every day that Trump does something crazy, the door to open to voting for Biden opens a little bit more."
Oh, my God. Walk through it. Walk through it. What is wrong with these people? I mean, seriously, you know, Bill Barr, I mean, we always knew he was a gutless coward. But
yeah, a jowly coward.
You know this living on Vagina Island.
Ugly,
you know,
Tom Bosley.
You know who's going to save the world? Women. We're going to have to save it again. Cassidy Hutchins. A lot of times it's the women that, you know, are speaking out the loudest that worked for him.
It must feel really surreal. Just, I mean, you worked with Mark Meadows on the Hill. I remember when I was covering the White House and you worked there, and you were kind of everywhere that he went. You were on Air Force One. You were in his office. You worked right outside of it. It must feel really surreal to see him get indicted a second time.
It's really sad. I was really close with Mark. I really believed in Mark as a principal. That's why I chose to take the job with the chief of staff.
Here's that we were talking about his latest lawyer that he apparently is unhappy with, Carlos, and complaining about how much he costs. I thought, this is like that Chris Rock, like how stupid you have to be in, you know, like a mass knife attack, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just this, like, really? You don't see what happened to the first 18 lawyers in front of you? They're disbarred, they're in jail, or you know, they didn't get paid. But
yeah, Michael Cohen was shooting off fireworks. Do beware this guy. Evil. Get away. Everything to see here. Run. I guess I'll be his lawyer. Oh, I can get you any teenage girl you want. I got a hookup.
The Chris
There's
Rock.
An island.
Oh, look, that guy got stabbed. Oh, this other guy got stabbed. Oh, he's getting closer to me. This guy got stabbed, too. Oh, my God. I just got stabbed. I mean, it's like, what? I don't know how he finds...
Like moths to a flame.
Yeah. One more. Cassidy Hutchinson.
It's difficult to see him in this position, but I think on the greater scale, too, if we look at how Mr. Trump has conducted himself through his business career and also his political career, I almost relate it to just bodies around him. That he takes out everybody who is loyal to him because it's all about his personal gain.
They're all caddies to him.
Yeah.
You got me the wrong club. Fired.
They're all ball washers.
People go, I would hope for the most part, you go into public service to serve the American people. And it's incumbent upon all of us, whether you're a public servant or a citizen of this country, to make sure that we're maintaining our democratic institutions. Donald Trump does not show respect for our democratic institutions. In fact, I would argue he shows the exact opposite. He shows contempt for our institutions.
She's exactly right. There's, and again, how far the Republican Party has fallen. Yeah. You know, gone are the days of the Tip O'Neill-Reagan relationship, or even somebody moderate, excluding the treatment of dogs, you know, Mitt Romney, measured people, Huntsman, people that were really kind of just measured, even Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Those guys at least had some sense of decorum, decency. May not have agreed with all their policies, but golly, they're just unhinged.
Yeah, now they're like, I wonder if the puppy killer is going to be too much for the rapist to pick for VP. Yeah. I mean, I just can't. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of Coffee with Carlos brought to you by Done With Debt.
Dunzo.
What did you think I was going to say?
Over.
You
it's
never.
Done. No more tea.
Done.
Over. It's freaking dead. It's dead.
That's right. Go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards, loans, makes it nearly impossible to pay everything off. You're living paycheck to paycheck, right? Done With Debt has ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Those are just boomerangs, right? Then bam. That's back. Ow, my
eye. Hit you in the head.
Ow, my eye. Oh. Done with debt. The expert
now you only have one good eye.
One good eye.
My one good eye.
Done with debt. They're looking out for you. Get it? The experts in brilliant
with their
strategies
one good eye.
For eliminating debt. You need to hurry. Some debt solutions are time-sensitive. DoneWithDebt.com. That is DoneWithDebt.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by NetSuite.
Sweet.
Can't help myself because it is sweet. Sweet deal.
Sweet.
Jane. Quick math, right? The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite.
Sweet.
Thanks. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce...
Sweet!
Thanks. It's... You reduce...
Sweet!
Thank you, Todd. You reduce IT costs because Net...
Sweet!
Thanks. Lives in the cloud.
Ah, sweet.
No hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management. Sweet!
Sweet! Sweet!
You improve efficiency by bringing all of those major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Sweet.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head on over to NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. Okay. Coffee with Carlos. JoJo from Jurors, our friend, talked about the gag order fine. She said that the $9,000 Trump has to pay for violating his gag order is good, but it isn't going to stop him. I don't see how he makes it through his trial without spending some time in the pokey. First of all, extra points for the word pokey. In the pokey.
That's better than who's gal.
Trump's over there going, do you have a ball? I'll do a ball gag order. I'll take the ball gag order. Love that. La Pulp Fiction. I love it. Put it
he
on me.
He needs to be connected. here's one good news thing. The appeals court denied his request to have Judge Mershon recused. He also demanded the trial be paused for the presidential immunity. Judge said they said no on that.
No.
999.
So many trials, so little time.
999999999.
They're saying this case, I think, is already over in the sense of evidence. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
The first witness, and David Pecker. Yeah. Lisa Rubin said Pecker had a lot of information we didn't quite know he would have. Namely, he put himself at multiple conversations, either with Trump or Michael Cohen or with Trump alone, that helped establish Trump was a participant in the conspiracy and that he knew and intended the results of the conspiracy, which was to promote his own election by subverting the Karen McDougal story. So that's what they're saying is, like, Michael Cohen is almost... Right, like what you said, Jody, all he has to do is come in and go, yeah, what they said, what
yes,
he said, and what she said.
What said.
Davidson, who was their lawyer, Stormy Daniels, and Karen McDougal, it's all been confirmed already.
Exactly like the Georgia phone call. I'm going to need you to bury about 11,000 more stories, okay? If you could do that for me, bury 11,800 stories, that would be perfect.
Exactly. Think about how many other stories there are.
How many phone calls has he done? I need you to do this. I need you to hide it. God. I need you to cheat. I need you to steal.
The Trump trials. It's going to be like Nuremberg. They're going to go on forever.
I feel like I just want to fake an Irish accent going, oh, no, I'm not American. I'm not from here at all. What's wrong with your country?
You need to learn voices like Carlos.
Right.
To pretend you're from somewhere
else. You guys are idiots. I'm from Scotland now.
See ya.
Love you, Carlos.
Thanks, Carlos.
See you tomorrow.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. Donald Trump and Waukesha Crudy will be there. He'll bring you the MAGA on the street. Everything you need to know. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.